2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you, by the meekness and gentleness of the Messiah, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Elohim to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Messiah, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is the Messiah's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is the Messiah's, even so are we the Messiah's. For though I should boast somewhat of your authority, which the Master has given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such a one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things outside of our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which Yahweh has distributed to us, a measure to reach even to you, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the good news of the Messiah, not boasting of things outside of our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the good news in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that wants to boast, let him boast in Yahweh, for not he that commends himself is approved, but whom the sovereign commends. End of chapter.